Let's go back east. Paul White, very important man. He started the USA Baseball Weekly. It's at its 25th anniversary. It's evolved into many, many other sports. But Paul White was the guy that started it. Senior writer at USA Today. He is now sort of into other projects, but he is a baseball man all the way. Paul, we love having you on. How are you today?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Doing great.
All right. Very good. Well, you're back east, and bring us up to date on what you're doing now. As I said, Baseball Weekly, the 25th anniversary. You started it back then, and what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm right now I'm kind of like a fired manager. I'm getting paid to do nothing. I just set up an early retirement with USA Today last year. Again, I started working on some long-term projects with some people, but still involved and still around the ballparks. And you know, you get it in, you just can't go away.
All right, Paul White is with us, and Paul and I talk baseball all the time, and he's got his finger on the pulse of the game. Last year, you stayed with the Giants all year. You picked the Giants, you stayed with them all year to the bitter end. And I'm looking the other day, I'm looking online, and I'm looking at Paul White's predictions. You don't even have him in the playoffs. What happened?
What's going on, Paul?
I know, it's an even year, too, right?
You yes.
Know? This the National League fascinates me in that I know you and I talked the other day. It's, and you're right, it's eight teams for five spots. And there's going to be three real good teams that don't get in the playoffs. And when I did a picks the other day, the three I left out were the Cardinals, the Nationals, and the Giants. But it's, you know, it, I think it really comes down to who's healthy. I think every team is going to – I don't know if anybody really has the depth to suffer through any significant injuries. We'll see what the Cubs and Schwarber do. I think the A.J. Pollock injury is huge in Arizona. But more so with all these teams, they've got to keep their pitchers healthy. I don't think anybody can handle losing a key pitcher for any significant length of time.
That would include the Dodgers, who have a small platoon on the disabled list. They got started, Bolsinger and all kinds of guys. Hyunjin Ryun, they're all. So the Dodgers, I mean, they got done in on Thursday at the hands of Hunter Pence. But how do you see the Dodgers trying to progress as they battle injuries early in the season here?
Well, obviously, I think their approach is let's get through this first couple months of the season and not get buried, and that's huge. And you know, you've really got to take advantage of beating up on bad teams. They did it with the Padres this week. You know, if you split your games with the other good teams, the Giants, probably the Diamondbacks, the contenders from the other divisions, you're probably okay. But, yeah, they're going to need some pitching reinforcements. I mean, sure, they're going to be all excited about what Stripling did last night. But, again, that's a guy. They can't depend on a lot of innings from that guy. And look what they had to go through last night with the tough decision to take him out. They've got to be careful. That's how thin they are. This guy wasn't even supposed to be in the major leagues. So I think – on sheer weight of talent, the Dodgers should be able to win. I think they're a better clubhouse than they've been in the last couple of years. They're finally starting to create a positive culture there. They won divisions with a negative culture. So I think if they can just have a solid group, I think their talent wins out.
All right, Paul White with us. Paul, we have an interest in Washington, of course, with Dusty Baker from Northern California. Former Giant manager, Steven Strasburg is an interesting story. Zimmerman, my God, yesterday for the Tigers in the blizzard, the guy pitched a shutout.
How about the returning MVP?
You got Bryce Harper and everything he says about baseball. You got Papelbon, who, you know, they put the back in his hands. Zimmerman may be hurt. And then you got the Mets and the Nationals. So I don't know much about the Nationals. They train in Florida. Give me a Snapchat, as we like to say, on the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty much the same team. Again, pitching depth. You mentioned Jordan Zimmerman's gone. They started Tanner Roark, who 2 years ago it was a real surprise for them in the rotation. They bumped him to the bullpen last year. He wasn't much of a factor. They started him in the home opener. He was okay. It was a weird day. It was the rain delay early, so that doesn't really count. Their pitching depth is going to be huge, but that's another team that needs to figure out its personality. And I think the last 2 years they haven't had a real strong clubhouse. It's been just sort of there. And you guys know as well as anybody, there are very few managers in this game who can change the culture, but they went out and got one. And I talked to some of the veteran guys around the team the last couple of years, and they said, we missed guys, character guys, like they had Mark DeRosa 2 years ago. They had guys like that. There weren't significant factors on the field, but they're huge in the clubhouse, and they missed that. And usually you've got to create that from within the clubhouse with the players, but Dusty is changing that, and you know how he can do it. And I see a real big difference already. I mean, he's already making the Harper-Papelbon thing work. Papelbon, you know, is choking the MVP in the last week of the season last year, and they're playing together again. And Harper's kind of like, whatever, we're here to play ball. He does his job, I do mine, no big deal. They're probably not going out to dinner together, but so what? And Papelbon's been good so far. They're going to be a good team. They're a little thin in a lot of places. They lost Ben Revere, maybe only for a few days. They can't take a lot of hits to their offense. They can't take any hits to their pitching staff. And their bullpen in front of Papelbon is a bunch of young arms that didn't do a good job last year.
Well, I knew once that Dusty learned Bryce's name, everything would just kind of fit into place at that point. Hey, Paul, let me ask you about another national story that I know we're less than a week into the 2016 season, but the Utley rule seems to be some confusion amongst the umpires, amongst the fans. The players are irritated. Dallas Keuchel tweeted, are we even playing baseball anymore? Unbelievable. So tell us about what happened with Joey Batts, and was that an Utley rule, or was he doing more of an A-Rod thing, just kind of getting in the mix and something that had nothing to do with the Utley rule? And then again, we saw what happened last night with Houston. So tell us about what your observations are on the Utley rule so far.
Well, it looks like a replay of the Posey rule. It took us about a month when they put the new catching, the rules and collisions in the plate. It took about a month or so for everybody, including the umpires, to figure out how we're handling this. And the problem is we had this with the home plate stuff, and we're having it again at second base. You don't know who you've got making the call at second base, and now who's sitting back in New York tonight. It's, you know, if it's Joe West sitting there, by the way, Joe West doesn't do replay because he's trying to set a record for games umpire. But anyway, if you've got one guy back there, he's going to have one interpretation, and tomorrow somebody else may be back there and it's another interpretation, and they've got to get everybody on the same page. The Batista thing, I think the only difference in the Batista would have been called, could have been called out last year in the old rules because he did reach out and grab it at the fielder. The only difference this year it's reviewable. We couldn't have gone to replay to solve that last year. It would have been whatever the umpire said on the field. But, yeah, it's going to take him a while to get on the same page, but I think we'll be okay.
All right. Very good. Paul White here with us, Marty Lurie and Patrick Connor.
Boy, there's so many divisions and things going on, and you're back east. The Orioles are off to 4-0. How about that? How about the Orioles, what they're doing?
It amazes me. I mean, you know, Marty, you're old enough to remember the old TV show Name That Tune, where you had to, you know, I can name that tune with 4-0. It's well,
George DeWitt. DeWitt.
That's what they do with Buck Showalter every year with management there. Oh, you did well last year, Buck. Well, let me see you do it with just this amount of talent. And he does. They're an interesting team. I think in that division, it's a very balanced division, like the whole American League. There's no great team. But it's a strong division. You know, I mean, the Orioles look like the worst team in that division. That doesn't mean they can't hang in there. Again, pitching depth, I think, is going to really kill them over the long term for the season. They've got a lot of all-or-nothing kind of players. Matt Wieter seems to be healthy. That's huge for them. Manny Machado is growing up. He's a great player, and he's maturing. I know Buck had some concerns about him a couple years back, and Manny's kind of getting it. They've put some of the right guys around him. J.J. Hardy's huge in that sense. Again, if they stay healthy, they can thrive in their ballpark. They got a bunch of guys with power, Mark Trumbo, Chris Davis, guys that will get a lot of home runs, and they'll strike out a lot, and they'll walk a lot. I just think in that division, it's going to be really tough for them.
What a first week of baseball. You know what it tells me? We don't know anything.
Exactly.
We go through spring training and all the predictions. We don't know a thing. Because you got to go out and play the games, and people get hurt, and Stripling throws 7 1/3, and Trevor Brown hits a home run, and, you know, Greinke gets lit up. Story's got 6 home runs. Bautista grabs somebody's ankle. Really, you might as well take spring training and put it on Mars.
And you know what? Whatever you think you learned this week, forget it. Talk to me about Memorial Day, and then I'll have an idea what we really have going. Everybody gets crazy about the first week, and if any of these things happened on a random week in late June, we'd be like, well, that's kind of nice. Okay, whatever. But it's the first week of the season, so we go crazy.
Well, we should reduce spring training. I think we'd all agree with that, except for maybe Marty Lurie. I know you love spring training, Marty, but it's about 4 weeks too long. Secondly, I would have to say, why are they so determined to start a lot of these opening series in cold weather climates? It doesn't make a lick of sense to me, Paul.
Well, you can actually blame it on the guys in the warm weather climates. There's been talk of that over the years, you know, to stack the schedule and play a lot of games to warmer places. Mm-hmm. But the clubs in the warm weather climates will tell you, no, we don't want that, because if we have all our home games in April or a stack of them, you're taking away prime dates in July and August. Okay. And it doesn't matter what the climate is that time of year. The key is school's out. Mm-hmm. We pack ballparks because the people are on vacation. Kids can go to games. And even the teams in the warm weather spots don't want all those April dates.
Right. Okay. Oh, very true.
Makes sense.
Very true. All right, we'll let you go with this. Give us your World Series teams. You know, I know how you get there. I've seen it online, but we're going to follow. You know you'll be on every holiday with me as well. So who do you have in the World Series?
All right, I've got the Dodgers beating Tampa Bay.
Dodgers and Tampa Bay, Paul White in the World Series.
What are the odds on that, Paul? What are the odds?
Where are we
giving?
Taking him to dinner for that one?
Exactly. I should get a couple dollars.
This
on that
is summer, Original right? Joe's for lunch and then Westlake Original Joe's for dinner. You get both of them when you're out here. All right. Very good. Paul, thanks for being on. I look forward to having you on quite often. And congratulations on the 25th anniversary of the paper you started, the Baseball Weekly. It's really evolved, but you were the guy that got it going. So congratulations.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Paul White.
Cool. Yeah, very good. I love Paul. And I remember in 2014, he spent a lot of time with us out on the patio during that playoff run. So, hey, it wouldn't be too shabby if he's out in October with us this year, too.